God bless you all. Well, it's been a wonderful week, and I've had another week off work, which is a real blessing. I had my boss come to see me today. Obviously, a lot of you know that I had quite a serious car crash. Well, I was actually in my work van, driving my work van, and just before Christmas. I was doing 23 miles an hour, and I managed to put myself through the windscreen of the van, damaging my left knee, which is really healed well. The cut on my head is healed, and the trauma of the accident, I'm healed. I have no fear of getting behind the wheel of a car or driving, but I'm still not able to return to work just yet. But it's taught me, as I shared before, a lot of patience, and my boss came to see me today to tell me that the van was a write-off, it can't be repaired, and it made me think, just going 23 miles an hour, which isn't very fast, could write off a van just like that. There was over £8,000 worth of damage, and so the company warranted that it wasn't worth having the van repaired, even though it was only a van that was 1 year old. And I spoke with my boss, and he could see how well I was doing, and they're putting things in place for me to return to work probably within the next 4 weeks. So I'm looking forward to that. Yesterday we took a trip to London, and once me and Lawrence get in the car, neither of us can escape. So one talks, the other has to listen, and vice versa. So we were talking about many things yesterday, many things on the travel up to the Indian Embassy. It's about an hour and a half journey up there, an hour and a half journey back. And God was the centre of our conversation, as always, and Jesus Christ. That we can go through trials and tribulations, but we never give the glory to the adversary. We never let him know that he's affecting us in any shape or form. You know, Pedro just said it actually, but it's the greatness of Christ in you, the hope of glory, that he made available to us our sonship rights, that we are sanctified, we are justified, we are righteous, we have the ministry of reconciliation, that Christ made all this available. He took away our sin when we were body and soul. And he made it available for us to become body, soul, and spirit. Anything you read, God had a master plan. And his master plan was Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Knowing that Christ is coming back. So why do we give glory to the devil? Why do we revel in our weaknesses, in our failures? We should be shouting from the rooftops of all what Christ has done for us and what he's made available to us. Being born again, not more than flesh now. We are body, soul, and spirit. We now have a legal claim to all the benefits of God through Christ Jesus. As part of this claim, God legally freed us from every bondage, from the law of sin and death, and he made available eternal life through his Son, Christ Jesus. That's the greatness of the Christ in you. That you will not know death because you have life eternal. Yes, we may pass away, we may fall asleep, but when Christ comes back, you will get up from the dead. And for those of us that haven't died, then we will be called up too. And we are going to live a life eternal with no pain, no sufferings. The adversary won't even have a... Well, we won't even speak his name when we're in heaven. Because Christ, the greatness of Christ, made this available. If God legally freed us from every bondage, that is everything that holds you back. Anything within your five senses, which, just remember, doesn't glorify God, because God is spirit. So anything that we do in our five senses or in our flesh doesn't glorify him. So we want to look at his master plan, which is body, soul and spirit. That's where we can glorify God. Ephesians chapter 4. And can I move that just there? Sorry. Ephesians 4. And in verse 8 it says, "Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men." I'm going to jump down to verse 11. "And he gave," these are the gifts, "and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers." You have these gifts, and if you're not sure which one you can fully operate in, because you can operate in all of them, wherever the need may be, but you'll really have a long suit in one of them. And if you're unsure what that is, ask. See, you ask and God will show you. I keep going back to it. "Call on me and I will answer thee and show you great mighty things you know not." If you don't know what gift is yours, then ask. I know Lawrence is a pastor. He pastors. He encourages. He really builds the confidence in people. He really puts people at ease. He's a pastor. He under shepherds. He's a great teacher too. But pastor. People say I'm a prophet. You know, some things I've spoken when I'm talking to people one-on-one, or maybe when I'm sharing, and I'll say that something is going to happen and it comes to pass. But see, all these gifts, it's God that works within you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But it gives us purpose. It gives us an excitement to know that we're serving the one true God with the gifts that he's made available. And in verse 12 it says, "For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ." This is what the gifts are for. So, you want to really energize yourself, or you really want to have a long suit in one of them, then just go to God. And God will lead you and guide you, and you'll be out there with that gift, energizing what? The body of Christ. Ministering to the needs of the people. So verse 12, it says, "For the ministering..." For the perfecting of the saints. Verse 13, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man or woman, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." See, Christ is coming back. Christ is coming back and we will be perfect. See, these gifts are for the perfecting of the saints, so that we can all get together, all come together with one unity, with one purpose, to glorify God. So that perfect man or woman will be when Christ returns. Ephesians 4:14 says, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. And I was quite laughing because it has been very windy here and we have been tossed to and fro. And if you had an umbrella, you were like Mary Poppins, you know, you took off. But, you know, it's a bit of wind. We've had storms. England's known for its bad weather. It's rain, it's hailstones, it's windy here all the time. It's nothing unusual, but the adversary really got to try and promote it. Make it the worst storm we've ever had. Well, actually, it's not. You know, hundreds of years ago, the storms were even worse than this. But we just weren't alive to see them. Well, I wasn't alive 100 years ago.
Nearly.
Still young at heart, me. Right? But here in the Bible it says that they're tossed or carried about with every wind of doctrine. Okay, so Pastor Giles in the Baptist church says that there's one God. What's it? What's the three?
The Trinity.
The Trinity. That's what I'm trying
to say.
They're
all the same.
The Trinity. Yeah. All the same, right? That's in down that road. And then you've got the Pentecostal that say, well, Jesus Christ is God. Then you've got somebody else that says this. But what does the Word say? The Word says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
So we don't get carried about with every wind of doctrine. We don't listen to what one church is saying. And, you know, well, I'm going to this church because I like what they say, you know. Or I'm going to this church because I'm lonely and, I, you know, it's a little bit of company. You know, we have coffee morning. You go to edify. You go to operate those gifts that God's given you. You get in there with the people. You really give the proper doctrine. Not the doctrine that sort of carries people around and takes off like Mary Poppins. You know, it's not a fairy tale. It's not Disneyland. It's the true word of God, guys. And is able to save your soul.
Amen.
Giving you eternal life. Ephesians 4:14, let me finish here. So, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to what?
Deceive.
Men, women, pastors, Jack Jones down the road, they can be so sincere and it can look so genuine. But if it doesn't line up with what God says, then you're the one that's getting tricked. You're the one that's being deceived. Just like Adam, adversary comes in to what? Steal, kill and destroy. You open that little door, just a little bit, and he's in. And if you end up with the doctrines, you know, you get the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness where, oh, well, listen to me. You know, I've got it bang to rights. I know God talks to me day and night. Come to my fellowship. I'll put you on the right track. No, you go to God's fellowship. You go where God leads you. You go where God guides you.
Amen.
And whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Well, I tell you now, God does not lie in wait to deceive you.
Amen.
Jesus Christ doesn't lie in wait to deceive you.
Amen.
So that goes to show that there's the enemy, there's an adversary, and he works through people to deceive you. So you've got to be sharp, got to be strong. Start operating those sonship rights. Start operating those gifts. And then you'll see the power of God really come to pass. When you accept less for yourself, then you become enslaved. See, God made everything available, and it's free. That spirit that dwells within you was free, but it cost Christ his life. Oh yeah, he's coming back, but it cost him something. But God doesn't want us enslaved. He sent Jesus Christ so that we were free from the law of sin and death. So why do we come back to being enslaved again? Because that's the way the adversary wants it. The adversary wants you tied up in knots. He wants you uncertain. He wants you to doubt what the word says. He wants you to doubt the Christ in you. So he sends the doctrines and the different religions and the different denominations. But as Lawrence shared earlier, there's only one true God and one true Lord. The Lord and Father of our...
The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
As a child of God, born again of God's Spirit, you need to claim those benefits if you haven't done so already. Claim those sonship rights. Know who you are in Christ. Because that's where the greatness lies. You know, the adversary doesn't want you to know your full potential. So he'll find men to deceive you. He'll find men to come across, or men or women or pastors or your neighbours or whoever, to trick you out. If you're full of worry, fear, anxiety, depression, frustration, or you're worried about what tomorrow bring, then you are not claiming what is legally and rightfully yours. Every day we have to manifest the righteousness of God. Flesh or the five senses does not glorify God. 1 Corinthians, guys. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Hang on, before we turn to 1 Corinthians, let's turn to Acts 20. And in verse 28 it says, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood." That's Acts 20 verse 28. And now 1 Corinthians 1 verse 29. It says that no flesh should glory in his presence. So if you're not manifesting the righteousness of God, then the flesh is, the five senses, and that doesn't glorify God. 1 Corinthians 1:29 says that no flesh should glory in his presence. 1 Corinthians 1:30, "But of him, God, are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." Verse 31, "That, for the purpose that he gave us all that, according as it is written, he that glorifieth, let him glory in the Lord." And that glorieth is boast. We can boast about our Lord Jesus Christ. We can boast what he done. That he gave us eternal life through his Father. God said, sorry, this is it. This is the way the plan has to go. And even Jesus Christ said, not my will, but thy will be done. And he gave his life for us. That is the purpose. And that's how he how we can glorify him. You know, Jesus Christ, if he actually knocked at your door tonight, and as you went to the door, you had a little clear window that you could see it was him at the door, would you open it? Would you tremble? Would you think, oh my God, like, what's he doing at my door? What have I done? Like, I think I'd panic a little bit, you know, just seeing through the little people that it was Jesus Christ at my front door. And then I'd think, oh God, Lord, quick, hide the cups, you know, quick, let's put the Hoover round, you know, take the ashtrays out, like, open the window. Like, seriously, guys, like, what would you do if Christ knocked at your door tonight? But do you know what?
let him in for a certainty.
Well, yeah. But he hasn't come to see your house. He's come to see you. And do you know what? Every day, he comes to see you. He lives in you, guys. It doesn't matter whether you've hoovered, whether your windows are open or you've taken your cups out. He can see. He's in you. He knows what you feel. He knows what you think. He knows what you plan in.
Yeah.
So it makes no difference that he made available to us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption, justification, and also the ministry of reconciliation. You know, sanctified. We are set apart. How are we set apart? Because Christ died so that we could have eternal life. That's how we're set apart. We're set apart from the flesh, from the body, because we have body, soul, and spirit. Spirit being eternal life. Righteous, because your sins were cleansed by Christ. You know, he died for your sins. So you're righteous, so you start living the right way. Living God's way. Justified. You know, you can defend. You can show. The act of removing sin and guilt was all done for us by who? Christ. God. Redemption. Redemption is the deliverance from bondage. Through the redemption that is in who? Christ Jesus. Ministry of reconciliation. See, it all comes back to Jesus Christ. Ministry of reconciliation. We have the rights, the legal rights to proclaim and bring others to God and to Jesus Christ. This is the right way of living. This is the way where the adversary won't affect you. Claiming those sonship rights, working those gifts, and that's not on top of all the promises that God has said that are available to us. How can we do this if our life only shows fears, worries, and doubts? We can't. So are those fears, worries, and doubts abolished? Well, they are in the spirit. It's only you that brings them back to the flesh. We need to claim what is rightfully ours. Not camp out with the negatives, the five senses. Well, I'm really afraid, so I'm going to pitch my tent. And I'm going to sit and dwell in my tent on the things that bother me. No. We pitch our tents on the truth. We sit in our tents all nicely wrapped up out of the wind. And we proclaim the truth. We remind ourselves what Christ did for us. And that we are joint heirs with him. Romans 8. A lot of these verses of scripture you know. Romans 8, 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Take claim to what is rightfully ours. Be bold, be strong, be very courageous. Just like Joshua, we need to arise and go. Pick up that tent and move it into the promised land, which is filled with everything you need to be a mighty ambassador and a great representative for God and Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are what?
Ambassadors.
Ambassadors. For who?
Christ.
Christ. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through
Christ,
which strengtheneth me. See, this is the greatness of Jesus Christ. Claim those sonship rights. Know who you are in Christ and walk in that love. The agape love, which is the love of God. So you have a great week claiming those sonship rights, claiming those gifts, walking by that spirit, and you'll have an absolute ball. God bless.
Amen. And Acts 20:28 that Kim read, Let's read it again. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock of all the flock over which the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit have made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Especially if you're running a fellowship or you're working with people, you know, you take heed unto yourself and over those people that God's put in front of you. And Paul went on to say, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. They're coming, all lovely, all nice, with some good ideas and twisted logic, close to the truth. We got to know what the scriptures say. We got to know who we are in Christ, and we got to use that Spirit of God in us, discerning the spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits, you know, operating in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, where that fruit of the Spirit is also produced. You'll know. And it's time to sharpen up. Like, let's be sharpened up. There's so many doctrines out there. Like I said, I read Facebook every day. I go to different things, or lots of things come up in my timeline, and I'm thinking, man, this is a bit skew-whiff. This is a little bit weird. It's a little bit different. And I'm not saying that I've got everything right, but I know that anything from God is first peaceable, easy to be entreated and gentle. And it will produce fruit in us and in those that hear us. So take these things to heart, guys, that have been shared tonight. I mean, God has directed this, so and he's worked in your hearts. And just keep yourself wise, be sharp, be vigilant. And just walk with God and just be who you are in Christ, the real you. So have a fantastic week and weekend. Let's stay connected, guys. Let's encourage one another. Let's excite one another unto love and to good works. Keep your focus on God and do the things that he's putting in your heart. Don't let anyone sway you from them if you know it's God showing you to do a particular certain thing. And then look for the fruit in that. That thing should produce fruit, what God is showing you. It should be fruitful somewhere. So I think these are great words from God and great encouragement. And so God bless you. I think we should have some prayers and manifestations now. So with that, I would like to ask, we got Scott and we got Mike. Scott, would you like to pray? And then afterwards, we'll have some manifestation. I would like Mike to manifest, and also Amy and Pedro. So in that order, if you could. So off you go, Scott.
Father, I just thank you for this great fellowship and this great opportunity to be together tonight. And all of us here in fellowship with you and your son, Father. And just thank you how you love and guide us. Your unconditional love and that you have for your children, Father. Just thank you for your comforting presence in our lives at all times, Father. And just thank you for just being bold. I just pray for everybody here tonight, your children, and ambassadors for you, Father, to be bold, to go out in this world and be bold as your shining lights, and to share the good news with others, Father. So I just put everybody in your hands tonight here, Father. And just thank you for Lawrence and Kim opening up their homes, and just for this wonderful opportunity to fellowship together again. So just thank you, Father. Guide us, Father, and just thank you for that boldness, for you working on us to do your will and good pleasure, Father. And just thank you for how you always love us, and that's forever, for an eternity. So thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. So, Mike, would you bring forth a word of prophecy, bro?
my mic on now?
Yeah, it's on there, Mike. Mike.
Okay, thanks. Hi, everybody.
Bless your heart, bro.
My people know and hearken unto my word, because it is my heart to you. It is real and living, especially when you believe it and walk out on it. That's when the reality and life of it is manifested, not only to you and in your life, but to those you come in contact with. That is my purpose, because you are my living epistles, holding forth my written and spoken epistles. You are my children. You are my loved ones. You are my saints.
Amen. Amen.
Children, I, the Lord thy God, have called thee out. I have called you out, and I have given you a purpose and a plan. I have given you great and mighty things, my children, that you might be my glory, that you might be to my glory, that you might be those that shine as lights to draw more. For my children, it is not my desire that any man should perish, but that all should be saved. So my children, please walk with me, fill the body, for I have given you great and precious promises. I have poured out heaven for you, because I have seen you and I have measured and counted you as faithful, my children. I have seen you through my son. I have such great heart for you. I love you with a deep and burning love. So my children, there is nothing, not one thing that I will withhold from you. Be not afraid to ask. Have no fear whatsoever. Be of a good courage. Claim that which I have given you. Reach out and grab for it. It is yours. You are my children, and I am your father.
And this my harkan, course my harkan is kranski kor kanskri. Dar kantors kantar kanters kantorki. Dirkant kor my harkan korkan. Dirkant kon karkan my karkan kor kjorkin. My beloved, you are the joy of my heart. You are the ones for I'm waiting for live with all eternity. You are the desire, the deepest desire I had always in my heart, my dear ones. You are the my precious, and you are the ones I'm longing for. So put in your hearts all my love and let it shine, because that love is going to be living forever between you and me.
Amen. Wow. And Kim, would you close out with a word of prayer? And there are a couple of people and they want to share afterwards, but carry on.
So Heavenly Father, we truly thank you for this awesome night, God. Thank you for each individual on the Skype, for those that shared, and for those that are listening, that we can truly come together in that unity, that we can love one another, we can encourage one another. With you at the forefront, God, I thank you for what Christ Jesus accomplished, that he's Christ in us, the hope of glory, that we can show the greatness of God in Christ in us, that we can live this life until Christ returns. I thank you for the week ahead. I thank you for each individual just looking to you and to claim those precious promises, to operate the gifts and to really know their sonship rights and who they are in Christ. I thank you that we can become bold, that we can have confidence, knowing that what we ask, that you hear, and that we have nothing to fear, worry, or doubt, but that we just continue to have great faith, confidence, and trust in you. I thank you for this and for the great week ahead. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Bless your hearts.